Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Each week as we come to you with these small videos, we're endeavoring to inspire you to have a relationship with God that becomes tangible, where you hear Him and sense His presence and get answers to your prayers so that you can testify to others and share with them the things that God is doing with you. Well, we've been talking about acknowledging the Lord. This is our fifth session here of acknowledging the Lord. We may even have one more. We'll see if we can get through things today. But you know, the time just goes by so quick. Now, we're talking about how that every single human being on the face of the earth can find God instinctively in their heart and also in the creation that God has made. There's so much room for you to find God, because everything that God made has the very reality of God Himself in it. So if you find yourself a happy place in a park or a place out in the woods, it'll get so quiet you'll begin to hear God. That'll become very, very simple for you. In fact, let me just share it to you this way. Some of you have been to Times Square, New York City. Others of you haven't been there, but you've watched on New Year's Eve, you know, the dropping of the ball as the clock turns to a brand new year, and that's in Times Square, New York City. And as some of you know, if you've watched that, Times Square lights up like crazy. There are so many lights of the city. Well, here's my question. If you were in Times Square with all the lights of the city, and it was a beautiful, clear night, and you wanted to look up and see the stars, could you see the stars? And your answer probably is, well, no, you probably couldn't see because of the lights. That would be a correct answer. If you went 30 miles west out into those little mountains and hills of western or eastern New York there, and you went up into one of those hills where there were no lights at all, and you went to look up into the sky to see the stars, you'd see a whole blanket full of stars. Well, here's my point. The city and the lights represent society and the world that man has made. So the more you are attached to, or the closer you relate to the world that man makes, the harder it is for you to see the stars. But if you get away into the world that God made, which is out in those hills, out in the country, you get into the world where God, there's a park, the things that God has made, you'll find Him everywhere. It'll be easy for you to see the stars. This is what we're talking about, acknowledging, learning how to let God become so real to us, because as we found out in the fourth session, this being the fifth, that God wants us to acknowledge Him in everything we do and everything we say. He wants us to listen to His voice in everything we do and everything He says. Which means not only does God want to be a part of everything we do, God wants to be involved in your life. Now, here's an instance, and I know this sounds a little bit different. I won't give the whole thing, but Luke 6:38 gives us the principle. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you. In other words, the principle is, as you respond to the Lord, He's going to respond to you. Give and it shall be given. So even as I look at Nathanael, in other words, Jesus one day, He's calling His disciples to Him. And over here in John chapter 1, 43, we see it says, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and He found Philip and said to him, follow me. And Philip was in Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile or deceit. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Now, Nathanael knew no one was there. So he realized this is very prophetic right now. In other words, Jesus saw something, but He wasn't there personally. And He knew something, and yet He wasn't yet involved personally. So God gave him this information, and Nathanael responded by saying, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And Jesus answered and said unto him, you know, in a very proud way, did you see that boy? No. The Lord, remember, when you respond to Him, He's going to respond to you. And if it's given, then more is going to be given to you. More. See, you can't outgive God. You responding to God and acknowledging Him and inviting to be a part of everything you do. You don't think God will lavish upon you opportunities to experience Him? That's the point, because exactly what happened here, he acknowledged God, and Jesus answered and said, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe?" And he went on to say, "You will see greater things than these." And he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you'll see heaven open up and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." And look at what he just got through saying. In my interpretation, Nathanael said, "You are God. Oh my goodness, you are the Messiah." And Jesus said, Did you like that, Nathanael?" And he said, "Yes, it was amazing." And Jesus said, "Would you like to see more? Would you like to experience more?" And Nathanael said, "Yes." And Jesus said, "Well, Nathanael, hang out with me. Heaven's going to open. You'll see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Oh, folks, our time is gone again. We'll try to finish with this next session, with the session number 6. But oh my goodness, look at what the Lord's beginning to show us. He's beginning to show us His heart. And I believe what we're seeing in these acknowledgement series right here is the importance of beginning to invite. In other words, when you acknowledge God in anything, you can acknowledge Him in everything. If you'll see Him in one thing, then you'll begin to open your eyes to see Him in everything. And that's what the Lord does for us. It's a grace. It's the influence of God in your life. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is doing some pretty cool things. We were just up there in West Virginia, and this lady, for 3.5 years, she hadn't felt a thing in her hand. I grabbed her good hand. She said, "That's my good hand." And I said, "I know. I just want you to focus right now on how wonderful it is to feel it." And she said, "Yes, I can feel it." I said, "Isn't it so cool that now you can feel this one?" And the moment I said that, she said, "Oh my goodness." And all of a sudden, you could feel the presence of the Lord come into her hand, and she could feel her hand after 3.5 years for the first time. That's grace, folks. It's how God influences us. He wants to do more. God bless you. We'll see you in session 6.